Praise the Lord, radio fans. Pastor Landis Fisher here of Straight Gate Ministries of St. Louis, Missouri. We're blessed to be here today, and are glad that you have joined us for another broadcast of Teaching Bible Radio. We recently have experienced a few things some of you are aware of, that I lost my wife of nearly 30 years, and she has gone home to be with the Lord. But in lieu of that, I thought about how many others out there who listen to the broadcast may be in similar circumstances. Perhaps you've lost a loved one very dear to you, a mother, a child, a husband, a wife, a friend, a very close relative. And so sometimes the suffering and the pain of that is a tremendous thing, as I know firsthand, and can be sympathetic with you as you have gone through your trials. But the Bible has a lot to say of comforting things that you and I need in times like these. We're just blessed to be able to come to you on this station at this time and pray that you will consider sending a tax-deductible donation to keep these broadcasts coming to you at this time. This week, we're featuring on the broadcast a message from the book of 2 Corinthians, and we hope that this will be a blessing to you if you are seeking to lead a godly life and to move forward in Jesus Christ, even through your turmoil and anxiety and pressure and bereavement. God is able to strengthen you and make you able to stand. So give us a call, 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. And call us anytime you like and leave a voicemail. We'll get back with you or make a donation there or online at our website at teachingbible.org. Log on to the internet and send us an email if you like at letters@teachingbible.org, or you can send it to radio@teachingbible.org. And so this message today really will bless you, because it lets you know that God has never forgotten you, even in times of sorrow and bereavement, that the Lord loves you just exactly the way you are. So we pray that you will enjoy this edition of Teaching Bible Radio. And please, as I said, get in touch with us. Help us to continue to bring this broadcast to you on these airways at this time. It is a great privilege and a pleasure to serve up the Word of God so that the people of God can be edified and blessed. And so listen in to this particular edition of Teaching Bible Radio, and we hope that you will log on to the web to hear the message in its entirety at our online website at teachingbible.org. We thank God for every one of you, and if you are going through bereavement, may God bless you, comfort you, and strengthen you in your heart and in your mind, that you might continue to know His will.
This is Teaching Bible.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor-teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. See that? Their soul and their spirit is with him already. So when Jesus is coming, all those souls, the people who have died, are coming with him. You see that? So that's a beautiful thing. Now why is he coming? Let's look at the rest of it here. It is very, very powerful. He says, notice verse 15, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep." Says prevent in the old King James. That means we shall not go before those who have already died in Christ. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Now, why are the dead rising if they're coming with him? Have you thought about that? It says that he's going to bring with him those who sleep in Jesus Christ. You know what? Their soul is disembodied. You know what we call death? The body without the spirit is what? It's dead, right? That's what death is. When the soul departs and the spirit departs and leaves the body, and the body is just sitting there dead. You see what I mean? That's what death is. The separation of the soul and the spirit from the body. Okay? And that just leaves the body itself dead without the soul and the spirit. The soul and the spirit separate from the body, and that's what we call death. And just like James says, just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. You see that? And so we use these same metaphors. But here we see that the spirits of those who died in Jesus Christ are coming with the Lord. Verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So all those people who have died, my mom, my wife, my father, all the people who preceded me in death, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, your people who you know, folks who you may have grieved about in the past, God will bring them with him. He's going to be coming with Jesus when he comes on the clouds. The body of the spirits are coming back. And then it says, and the dead in Christ, that speaks of the body, shall rise first. So the bodies of those who have died will come up first. That's why I said they're 6 feet closer to God. And that's a joke, kind of, but it's not really, really is true just because of the fact that they've already departed from the body and their soul is already with the Lord. And we're going to see that again just when we get ready to close, which will be shortly. But I wanted you to see here that the same text here in 1 Thessalonians 4 teaches the same thing. Now notice in verse 15, once again, 1 Thessalonians 4:15, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that them, that we which are alive and remain, that means our body and our soul and spirit is all together, at the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who are asleep, those who have already been divided, soul and spirit, bodies in the ground, buried in the earth. You know, the Bible says that when the Lord comes, the sea shall give up the dead that is in it. Death and hell shall give up the dead which are in them. You see, in the book of Revelation, so that separation has already happened to a lot of people, and they're no longer active in the earth. The people who have preceded us in death, who have trusted and believed in the name of Jesus Christ, that he died and rose again. See that? And so here we are. We're alive and remain. Now the Lord is coming. One day he will come. You know, I don't know when it'll be. It could happen any time. The next event on God's calendar is the return of Jesus Christ. And so what I do is, like Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, it's going to be a terrible day. For those who haven't trusted in his name, I go about and persuade people to believe. See, that's why I'm here tonight, to persuade you to believe the gospel. I want you to understand it, and I want you to believe it, because if you do, you will be among the blessed. You'll be one of the most content people that ever existed if you trust in Jesus Christ. And not only in the afterlife, but right now. You can have the confidence tonight that God will bless you, and that he has saved you, that he has done something about your problem. He did it because he loves you, just like you are. And because you couldn't do anything about it, you were helpless to save yourself. And so God sent his son and allowed him to be the savior of the world. There's one mediator between God and men. 1 Timothy 2, chapter 5 says, I think it is. Chapter 2, verse 5, the man Jesus Christ. One God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And so God sent him to be the mediator, to bring us all to God who believe in him. Now notice verse 16 once again, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself, as Jesus Christ, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, that's to be snatched up or taken away. We call that the rapture. Together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. See that? So that's how it's going to happen for the generation of Christians who are alive when Jesus Christ returns. And you know, it would be wonderful to be that. I've wondered what it's like to be dead. And I've thought about it quite often. What is that like, separating the body from the soul and the body going into the ground? It seems interesting in a lot of ways. But I've also thought what a glorious thing it would be to be minding your business and the Lord returned and just take you up just like he did Elijah and Enoch, who never experienced death or went through the grave. They were called up to meet God in the air. The only two who never died that we have record of in scripture, Elijah and Enoch. You see that? Were taken up, called up to meet the Lord. Elijah went up in a chariot of fire, it says, in the book of the Kings. And talks about Enoch in Genesis who walked with God. And he was not, because God took him. You see that? And so these two we have, those are examples of the rapture, of the catching away of the church. And those two may even be the two witnesses in Revelation 11 that come and prophesy in the last days. Because they never have died, maybe God will send them back and let them prophesy during the tribulation. But I don't know these things, but it's possible. But all I want to say to you is tonight, in closing, let's go back to 2 Corinthians 5 and we'll wrap up our thoughts here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. See, the Bible's rich with solid truth that you can hang your hat on, that you can trust in and believe and have strong faith in it. Now notice what he says here, moving back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He says this in verse number 5. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing. In other words, God has fixed it so that even though we're in a body that's cursed with sin, like he says in verse 4, in this earthly tabernacle we do groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, that we might be clothed up on, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. In other words, we will eventually be made immortal. He says, now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. So that's how you know this is true. Those who believe in Jesus Christ, God will give you the Spirit immediately. The Holy Spirit is a gift that God gives every believer. He gives you the faith to believe the gospel. He leads you and guides you to all truth. He illuminates the Bible for you so that you can understand things that you otherwise could not understand. You know, some of this stuff sounds pretty abstract that I'm talking about here. But it's in the Word, and God, the Holy Spirit, is in those who believe in him, and he gives the revelation to you so that you can know that it's true. Notice verse 6, therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, now he's talking about soul and spirit being in the flesh, we are absent from the Lord. Right now I'm absent from God. I'm not as close to God, although I love him, believe in him, trust in him. His Spirit is in me, but I'm still not as close, for example, as my wife. She has departed from the body. Her soul and spirit are with the Lord, as we're going to see here in the next verse. He says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. How do we know these things are true? Because God says so in his word, and we know that they're true. And Jesus came back from the dead to prove that there is a resurrection. You know, after 3 days and three nights, he rose from the dead and was seen by many witnesses for 40 days after the resurrection. Now notice verse 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. So when you depart from the body, immediate presence with the Lord. So I know my wife went out of all that pain she was in. She was hurting really bad the last several months of fighting the disease. It was horrible to even watch her degrade to that point. It was taxing on my mind to see her go through that pain and suffering. And so when she left, I had mixed emotions. It was like, okay, I'm happy that you're not hurting anymore. The pain is over. You don't have to suffer anymore. See, and I know you have immediate joy in the presence of God right now. You went out of all that suffering into complete joy in the presence of the Lord. See that? And so now the only thing I have to cope with is, what do I do down here without her? Until I catch up with her, which I don't know when that'll be. Could be any time. See, and so, but we prefer rather to be absent from the body. But the thing that this does, and I'm going to close with this because I know our time's about gone, is believing the gospel takes away the fear of death. And you can read about that. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 to 14 talks about that. That's one thing you should not have, is a fear of death, because death can't really hurt you. It can only take you into the presence of the Lord if you trust and believe in the name of Jesus Christ and believe that God raised him from the dead. The Bible says you shall be saved. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to worry about what happens if I don't make it. See, and the answer is you're covered. You're already covered if you trust in the name of Jesus Christ. If you reject him, you have a lot to worry about. If you will not receive Christ as your Savior, there is no other way that you can be right with God, according to the scriptures. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. You see that? That excludes anything or anyone else who says that they have a way for you to get to God. Jesus said they don't. They're lying. They're telling you a lie. They do not have a way for you to get to God. You know what? None of them ever rose from the dead. Buddha died from eating tainted pork, and he stayed in his grave, and he's riding there waiting on the rapture. See, Muhammad died. They have his tomb somewhere over there in Mecca. But he did not rise from the dead. So whatever solution.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org. A ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.